7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Oh boy. Okay, here we go. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another extraordinarily exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. And hello. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I am not prepared to do this yet, so we're going to go straight to some music. Some dub. Bank Robber.
Love.
too awesome. Two of my very favorite things combined into one. The Clash and Dub. Oh, I needed the dub today. Not sure why. Oh my goodness. I'm having a hell of a morning. It's starting off kind of weird today for any number of reasons, including me being, oh my God, I'm so sore. Why am I so sore? Well, one of the things that I found out when I was at the doctor the other day is that one of these medicines that I am taking, this one of the side effects is sore muscles and sore joints. And I thought, oh, okay, good, because I thought I might have like instantly turned into an old man, which seems like is happening, but then why am I still so hip? Why am I so cool that I'm dropping Dub Clash? Oh my God. So yeah, and to make it weird, it's cold again. I got up and it was negative 15 degrees Celsius. It's warmed up a little bit now, though. When did I get up? Oh, it's been over an hour ago. And now it's negative 11. And I was watching the Weather Channel, and they were saying, yeah, it might get above freezing this afternoon. Oh, great. Just great. I'm just disappointed, because for some reason I thought today was going to be another like really warm day, like a 10 degree day, because I thought that's what the Weather Channel told me a few days ago. But yeah, that's maybe tomorrow, I don't know. I haven't looked at the future forecast, not yet anyway. So instead I'm drinking a little bit of tea. Drinking some leftover tea from yesterday, because I'm trying to cut back my tea consumption a little bit. So I'm trying to limit myself to just, you know, like one or two pots a day. And I really need this tea now because it is cold. Oh, daddy. And in case you're wondering, yes, I am drinking Dahong Pao. And this isn't the highest quality of Dahong Pao that's out there. It's not the lowest quality. It's somewhere there in the middle, but I have figured out how to brew this just right. And so, it's very passable. In fact, it's downright delicious. Oh, so good, so good, so good. But I gotta switch over to drinking water and juice here in a little bit, and I don't want to do that because it is so cold, I'm gonna freeze. Oh, yeah. So wait, what was I just gonna say? Something about food. Oh, yeah. Yeah, my big plan for yesterday. Oh. Batting zero. If you'll remember from yesterday's show, I said that I needed to go pick up some medications, and then I was going to go to the grocery store and get some ingredients for making a bacon sandwich and blah blah blah. And I also had to mail some letters. Okay, so maybe this isn't a total fail story. This is just a typical Tobe story where, you know, it's half outrageous success and half complete and utter failure. I average out well. Oh, I am my own mean. I am my own median. And I also am my own average. So the big plan was get dressed, you know, not wear my indoor stay warm or stay cool clothing. Put on clothing that is suitable for going outdoors. And I did this. I put on suitable clothing for going outdoors, and I thought, okay, where should I go first? I probably should go to the drugstore first because I'm not sure when they close. Actually, I know they stay open kind of late, like 9 o'clock or something. So this is at about 7 p.m. local time. And I go to the drugstore only to find out that, yeah, the drugstore's open, but the actual pharmacy is closed. Like, okay, great. And the funny thing is I sort of knew that my prescriptions weren't going to be ready anyway, because there's something wrong with this pharmacy. They don't, I don't know, maybe they've just got so much business. And it doesn't make any sense, because this is the corner. I had to drive to the corner of 108th and Fort to do this. This is the corner that had three pharmacies on it up until, I don't know, not too long ago. The CVS closed. So, I don't know, I guess the battle of the pharmacy was won by the one that I went to. My grocery store also has a pharmacy. Why don't you just use that one, Tobe? Well, I have on a couple of occasions, but regardless, the pharmacy's closed and I can't pick up my drugs. And the truth of the matter is that I only needed one. I wanted to say to them, look, I even took the empty bottle of the stuff that I needed, which is like the most important stuff. I can't remember what it's called, but it's super critical. And I was going to say, look, I just need this. If you can put this together for me, I can come back in a couple days for the rest, because I got plenty of supplies. Why did the hospital only send me away with like 7 pills of like the most important stuff? I don't know. My doctor didn't understand it either. My new doctor. Did I mention this? I have a new doctor? A new doctor? I went to go see the aftercare doctor. Okay, we're not even to this part of the story yet. So I leave the pharmacy with no drugs at all. And I thought, okay, I better remember to mail these letters. So I drove over to the post office, which is not far away. It's not even a kilometer away from this intersection. And so I go and I throw the mail in the mailbox. Success. Yay. It wasn't even any exciting mail. It wasn't anything good. It was just, you know, like this a survey for, you know, my hospital services. You know how they do. And some other bills I had to send off. And so nothing cool. So, you know, like nothing to Publius or anything. And I'm going to take this time to say, if you enjoy receiving interesting posts, email Publius. And, you know, send him a dollar or two or five or ten. Send some donations for postage and he will send you back cool stuff. Why am I advertising this service of somebody else's stuff? Because I'm holding a postcard that he sent me right now. And again, it's just loaded up with the coolest space stamps. Three space stamps for a little postcard. Because, you know, they're all old stamps. Oh, God, this is an Apollo 8 stamp, and I can't read this one. Then there's the Viking Mission to Mars 15-cent stamp. There's a 32-cent stamp on here that it looks like Mars Lander or something. Is this a Kelly Freas painting? It looks like the cover of Amazing Stories. Regardless, I dropped the mail off, so yay, complete and utter success. And then, of course, I went to the grocery store to get the ingredients for the bacon sandwiches. And also, you know, because, you know, maybe Lexi will be there, right? So I go to the grocery store, and I get the bread, and I get the bacon, and I get the lettuce. And I grabbed another bottle of juice because I'm drinking a lot of juice. And I picked up a couple of other things too, but I forgot graham crackers. I should have bought graham crackers and I didn't. And it seems like I got something else. Oh, yeah. I don't know why. I was a victim of compulsion. You know me, I'm a very compulsive person. And there were some hush puppies on sale, some frozen hush puppies. And I thought, oh yeah, that's nice and super not healthy, plus not a good thing that I should be eating. But I've made an interesting medical correlation. The better my hand pressure is, the better I can handle eating gluten. And also, I think, dairy. To a degree. Because I've been eating a little bit of cheese lately, and it hasn't been bothering me. But then again, I haven't been eating a lot of it. So, as long as I stay with good hand pressure, meaning... And I think hand pressure has to do with dehydration. As long as I stay nice and hydrated, you know, then I can kind of eat some of this stuff. So I bought a bag of these frozen hush puppies. Now, I realize that I'm saying a word that some of my European listeners and some of my listeners in the Asian co-prosperity sphere have probably not heard before or not heard in this context. Now, hush puppies. Hush puppies. What are hush puppies? Well, other than being a brand of shoe, or at least a style of shoe, hush puppies in America are a type of fritter. It's fried bread. It's basically fried cornbread. You basically make a batter or a dough of cornbread, and then you scoop balls of this dough into, you know, a deep fryer, and you fry them up. And they're really good. So this is a type of fritter that is mostly called fritters in most places in America. But down in the South, meaning the traditional South area of the United States, they call them hush puppies. Don't know why. But there are other places. Hush puppies, the word did travel. And that it gets used here. If you find them in a restaurant here, they'll probably be called hush puppies. But there is a place here in town where they are called fritters. And that's the Surfside Club, which I want to go to. But it's not going to be open for a while because it's only open during warm weather. And they don't serve them anymore. There used to be this great Thai place. I've talked about it a bunch of times. And they used to have a dish that they called vegetable balls. And these vegetable balls were basically just fritters that are hush puppies, cornbread style fritters, but also had little bits of chopped up vegetables in them. So, yummy. Delicious, right? So I had to buy a bag of, because they were on sale, I was walking by an end cap, and yeah, there they were on sale, and I said, yeah, I need to carb up in a day or two, I'm going to need to, so, you know, maybe I'm going to want to eat a couple of hush puppies, yummy yum, so yeah, that's probably going to happen. Is that going to happen today? Maybe. Seems like I bought something else as well, but I don't remember what it was. Nothing important, apparently. Regardless, I'm all stocked up on food. And so I got real excited after I got all my food and I had it in my basket. And I took it up to the Embeepinator to Embeepinate all my groceries and pay for them and get out of there. And talk to Lexi, but Lexi wasn't working. Oh, fail. Failure. So I got back in my car and I drove home and I put away the groceries. And that was my big outing last night. That was my big excitement. And so now we got to figure out something to do since we can't go outside today. And I haven't done any more work on my 4017 project, although I've done a lot of thinking about it. And that thinking included, well, what am I going to use for a test clock? And I got that kind of figured out. I got a couple of different options for a test clock. Because you got to clock this chip so it can flash the lights, right? Do 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 do. And then I realized, oh, I'm going to need some resistors to put on all of these LEDs. Because these are some chonky LEDs, right? They're super bright. They like to draw. They like to draw some current. And so I thought, what do I have? And I know I have a lot, but I need 10. And I basically need, I don't need 10 of the same value. But if I don't use 10 of the same value, some of the LEDs will look dimmer than others, or the brightness and that. So I wanted to get 10 that are all the same. So through some miracle, I managed to find 15 470 ohm resistors. So I grabbed 10 of them and took them upstairs, put them by my breadboard, and then I proceeded to do like nothing else with that little project. But I've been thinking about it, and one of the things I've been thinking about is, what am I going to do? I don't have a panel to put these in, to put into my synthesizer or anything. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to build an outboard thing that is just a thing for these LEDs. Because many, many years ago, for some reason at a thrift store, I picked up some, like, what we call shadow box frames here in America. Basically, these are boxes with no tops or bottoms. It's a box that is just open on both sides, wooden, and it just so happens that one of these that I own is exactly the right size to fit some of these metal panels that used to come off of Radio Shack project boxes, like this one over here. You can hear me tapping it. That's my magic detector box. And these boxes used to come with a plastic lid and a metal lid. And I always use the plastic lids for, you know, dorky projects like this. Don't need a metal enclosure if I'm not doing radio stuff, right? But blah, blah, blah. It's these aluminum panels, these lids that I've saved for many years. And I've actually cut a couple of them to make panels for my synthesizer. But it just so happens that this box, this wooden box, will fit two of those panels on it without trimming, without cutting. I can use the pre-existing holes in these things to secure it to the wooden box. Oh, it's so great. And so what I've decided to do is to just make this wooden box, at least half of it is going to be a super blinky LED thing, the LED chaser, the 4017 project. And I will also probably put a clock on it. Now, what am I going to do for the other panel of this box? I don't know, but now I'm going to have an outboard LED box, which might be kind of fun because I can clock it from my synthesizer and I could, you know, put it on top and, oh, look, it's a little miniature light show. Yeah, and it's not much of a light show. It's just a chaser. Although this does have a reset pin on it, but I think the reset has to go low for it to reset, and I could put in some extra jacks to control some of these other things, but it would be kind of screwy, and it's a real hack, and not even a good hack, it's just a junk kludge. What I'm doing is I'm just throwing together a bunch of loose junk that I've had sitting around in my house forever. And then we can hook it up to some stuff and maybe it'll look like a neat thing. The other thing that I was going to do yesterday was I was going to do some work setting up some kind of little diorama so I could take some pictures of my new action figure that I've been telling you about, but that went nowhere. And I don't know what I'm going to do today because it's so cold, and now I'm just feel like I'm complaining and running out of time. So oh my God, more music. We'll be right back. I really feel like I don't have to tell everyone that that was obviously the Buzzcocks with Ever Fallen in Love. Obviously a brilliant choice on my part, but maybe not long enough. And so kind of we're stuck with some time here at the end. And I thought of another great song to play, but it's gonna run over time. And so, yeah, we're just gonna waltz this one out here today, kids, I think. Because there's nothing else to do. And I'm cold. And I don't feel like doing any work today. But I should. I should sit down at my breadboard, finish this little stupid project up, or at least get the electronics ready so that I can then put it on a panel so I can put it in this box. But the box is plain wood and looks kind of boring. And I do have some black spray paint sitting right over there, but do I really want to prep this box so it looks really good while it's spray painted? Or should I just spray paint it really crappy? But even then, that's not a good idea. I've got nowhere to paint. I don't want to paint indoors. You need to have a certain temperatures to paint and use like epoxy and stuff. So is it that temperature? No. Could I build a heat tent? Yeah, maybe, but I'm not going to. Am I just going to have to wait for it to warm up and before I can paint anything? Or I could get out some acrylic black and just brush paint it. That always looks super terrible. Oh, but I just realized something. You know, those warm days that we had a couple days ago, that melted my golf balls in ice. You know, because in my garage I got a little plastic cup with water in it and a golf ball, and I've got that little plastic tub with 7 golf balls in it and water. These used to be my golf ball icebergs, but they thawed, and so now it's just golf ball soup. And it's not very delicious. But now it's super, super cold outside, which means it's super, super cold inside my garage, which means we're going to have golf balls in ice again. Yay! And you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes?
Oh, yes. Guess I should probably get something to eat. Maybe I should put those hush puppies in the oven.